continue the halachas of Torah, the Teira Shavias.
So we saw the Gemara says the Ochla Avolo the Schora, a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, among other places. We saw Machloikis is the Doraisa the Rabbanan, because it's called Avka Shel Shvias. There is a pasuk Lachem Avolo the Schora, Laochla Avolo the Schora. But it could be an asmachta. Some say that the rice is la'ochla v'lo lehefsit. You can't throw into the garbage. But if you're marketing it, it's going to ultimately be eaten. So then the rabbanan, like avak ribis, which is the rabbanan. But they say no, it's like avak lashon hara, which is a daraisa. So it's a machloikis. Is it a din daraisa or a din de rabbanan? Fine. Then we really have to turn our attention to a initial source, which is quoted by the Rash, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Everyone please open up Masechta Shvias to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. We were there yesterday. We didn't get a chance to finish every last detail. Let's see what it says. Rabbi Osai, it's really just the last two lines. It's a long Mishnah, but then the last two lines. It's Chazir again. Lo yeh lokeach yirok l'sadu mocher b'shuk. What's the difference if you sell it or someone else sells it? So the Rosh explains that if you sell it yourself, it looks like schora. Okay? But if someone else sells it for you, there's the Rosh at the end of Mishnah Gimel, Pirish Bishvilo, Ayodah means Bishvilo, Lo Merzik is schora. It does look like schora, because schora means I buy and I sell. If I buy and you sell, that's not a normal schora. So therefore, it is permissible. That's what it says in the Mishnah over here. Lokach liatzmo v'hosir. I buy for myself. I have leftovers. Mutal lemachon. I myself can do it because I didn't buy it in order to sell it. I bought it in order to eat it. I have leftovers. You know, I expected 10 people and 5 didn't show up. I have extra food. I'm going to do. It's going to go to waste. Didn't have refrigerators in those days, so I'm allowed to sell it. That's the Mishnah. Fine.
What is schora? If there was anything schora in selling pears, looks like schora. What is actual schora?
Actual schora, as we saw in the Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah, for those who want to look at it again, we read it yesterday in Shiur, let's read it again. Please open up, those who have the Avodah Zarah in front of you, directly or through the Otzer. We'll see it again. Tosfos says, O Rabbi Yitzchak, Tosfos Nimtza, Samach Bezim and Aleph, the schora she asur beper shvius haynu liknos harbe biyachad laholach mimokam azol lemokam hayoker. I told you, buy your fruits in Hunts Point in the South Bronx, bring it to Riverdale, mimokam azol to mokam hayoker. You make a pretty penny. They have markups which are mind-boggling, 50% markups for sure. They'll double the price, no problem. And that's what they did. That's actual schora. So all these cases are not really schora. I'm taking some vegetables out of my vegetable patch. I'm not a person who spends a whole life buying and selling in the market. I'm not doing that. Okay. Now, Rabosai, just to show you. Now, back to where we came from. Look what we saw. What does it say? It says Yerushalmi in the Rash. It says Yerushalmi. I'm not going to read the entire Yerushalmi again. But we saw a little bit yesterday already in the Yerushalmi, and we have this following amazing concept. What does it say? Avlam liket liatzmo v'chaver liket liatzmo u'mocher olson beis chalokim b'vasachas mutter. Why explains the Rash? Tahavi ke'en havlo k'dama mavliya d'me esrik b'lulov suga d'aflam etesim enalf. It's very relevant for Arba Minim. What does that mean? Esrig has Kedusha Shvius, and Lulav does not. You have to give away the Esrig as a gift. The Lulav, I'm selling you a $100 Lulav. Hey, let's jack up the price. Usually, the seller, Abba Minim, costs $100. Here, this Lulav is $100. Esrig is for free. That's Pashup Shah and the kind of Avlo that we use in Daf Lama test. That's Pashup Shah. Now, Rabosai, you understand very well. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Aflamet Tes, that Tosfos quotes, is discussing what? We saw yesterday. Giving Demei Peres Shvius, or Demei Shvius, Lamoritz. Okay, lamarts. However, as the Rash says, afal gav de mari hosam in de mei peres shvias amarets, ha chonam in yin schora, have kem avliya shalo b'shal chaveiro. This line of the Rash is very problematic. What kind of comparison is that? There in Sukkot the Flamites, I'm selling you a lula for an inflated price, Esrog is for free. So what's the how much money becomes Kodesh B'Kdusha Shvias? Zero, because Esrog is for free. But over here, it's a Pella. And I'll read you from the Sefer Peir Shvias, beautiful Sefer, page Kuf Nun Tes. We quote from the Chazon Ish. It's a very difficult Rash. It's hard to understand what the Rash is talking about. He reads as follows. He said, Hadavah Tema, Chazon Ish Yud Gimel Chof. The Mikomakom Alonit Posim Hadamim B'Kdusha Shvias Keneged Shivu Yo Esrog V'Lami Hei Mutter. In other words, the Rash implies that if I sell for me and myself and my friend, it's called Avla. So if I sell two items, it's called Avla. No! It would still be the amount, if I get $50, I sell two items, each one is $25. For Rashi in Sukkah says, the Yitin Dhamim you say about a Lulav, Achi Yitno Esrog B'Matana. That's what the Rashi and the Rach say there. But if it's a Matana issue, there's no comparison between that and I'm selling for me and selling for you. I can't say I'm selling mine for nothing, I'm selling yours for the double price. That's not what it says over here. So the question, the Rash is very difficult, is the Kash the Chazon Ish asks against the Rash. The Kash, in any event, Havla works for Bosai to take care of the problem of Demei Shvias. Because I'm giving you the Shvias, the item for nothing. What else works? In the Gemara of Odezora, Bosai not only does Havla work, but Hakofa works. What's Hakofa? Let's take a look at the Gemara, on the Gemara Makomis. Rabosa on the Gemara Makomus, the third line in section 2. Samech Beizem et Beizem et Sechta, but let's look inside together. What does it say, Rabosa? A short clip. Not too much Gemara. A little bit. The Gemara has over here, there's certain people, Yasvei Peirei Shvias Me'aniyim U'paralu B'Shminis. Rashi, Yasvei Peirei Shvias Konez Man Abir. They borrowed from Shvias before the Zman of Beer, when things would come, you have to get rid of it. Uparle b'shminis. Ishtakach, says Rashi, important. The achli aniyim b'shminis, achar habir, chalipe peros Shvias. Now, wait a second. So they've been mevatel the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eat peros Shvias. And what happened over here? These aniyim are reading the Chalipin of Peres Shvias on this 8th year, is that okay? Says the Heilige Gemara, Asu Armulei L'Rav Yochanan, they ran it to Rav Yochanan. Hamalu, Yo Sein Avdin, the doing is okay, Zok Rashi. Kevan Dahi Shata, Lo Havu Hanach Be'en, very, very important Rashi. By the time they paid back, in the 8th year, the 7th year Peres were already eaten up. They were no longer around. Whoa! What does that mean, Rabosai? If I will take Paris, okay? You sell me Paris? Good. I owe you money. So the money is called Chalipin for that Paris, and the money itself will now Kedush the Shvias. What if I eat the Paris before I give you the money? By the time the money changes hands, the Paris are non-existent. They're in my stomach. I ate it up already. It could be maker. It's called hakofa. Hakofa is not to borrow. Right? You're not paying cash. Adkan Rabo, you're paying cash at the end of the day. You're not paying right now zeh tachazeh. Because by the time, let's take a look at the toast here, Bosai, on Samach Bezam and Aleph. Take a look. See what it says over here. A little bit complicated. The Tosu says, this whole Tosu is coming from the Ri, if you recall. So we saw about Havla. Okay. Fine. The Tosu goes through the entire question of what of Schor Repair Shvias, back and forth. Does everyone agree with what we just said? Right? That he didn't pay until the money, the fruits were already eaten up. Okay? Take a look over here. Samach Beis Amid Beis. I'm sorry, Amid Beis. Samach Beis Amid Beis. What does Tosa say? What does Tosa say? Look carefully, please. Yo Sein Avdin. Kevan Dabahi Shaita Lohavi Hanach Be'en Lohalipininu Lohchal Alay Kedusha Shvius. This is what he quotes from Rashi. Ulifizah Filip Shvius Atzma. Hayichol Nefroa and for Ochlu Peyus Shvius. I in Sukkola Mates Mavliya Demayasuk Belulov. Who are then below Avla Imhoya Ama Oretz Rotel Hakif. The promise giving money to an Amoritz. If he's willing to lend, extend credit, Achiyich Leha Esrog. Right? Esrog, you hold it in your hands for 7 days, make it into jam. Oh, now I'll pay. Once I made it into jam, so then the money no longer has the Nefkudu to make Shvius. Gloria can make Shvius. That's what it says. So the Tosis is saying over here that the time when we can say it is no, Hakof only works if you don't pay, so the other item is no longer around. Pshiyah. The Ran is a bigger makel, and the Ran says no, no. If I take the Paris, they put him in my put him in my house, and now I walk over to you, say here's $100. I don't say explicitly that these $100 are zeh tacha zeh, even though the Paris Paris is still around in my drawer, in my house, in my closet. There's still a leniency that the Kedusha Shvius does not take effect on the money. Again, according to Rashi and Tosis, only if you ate it up already. According to the Ran, even if it's still around, if he wasn't so explicit, zeh, tachas, zeh. Oh. Now, this question is introduced, I took the wrong sefer. Can you please give me Shemitah Kilchosa? These are two, they look the same. Two small sefers. Rabbi Tkachinsky Sefer, Sefer Shemitah. I'm looking for a Sefer Shemitah Kilchosa, which is Rabbi Sternbuch Sefer. Could we, it's under there? Under the Mishnah. Yeah, right there. Under it. Next. That's not it? On the way at the bottom? Ah. Also not it? Oh, it didn't disappear. Maybe I took it. Where? What happened to it? Okay, we can't find it. If you find it, it should be somewhere there. There you go. So I confused them. They're both, you know, concise. Shemitah Kilchasa by Rav Sternbuch. He talks about this child. Watch this. This is going to be found. I just want to look it up later on. The Shemitah Kilchasa. Perek Dalitz of Cotton Vov. Okay. Fine. He writes as follows, he quotes the Gemara. Quotes Tosfos. Let's take a look at Rabosai. We started, we didn't finish the Tosfos yet, that's the problem. We read the Tosfos, the beginning of the Tosfos. For all the hosts of Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Okay, Rabosai, take a look at the end of the Tosfos Yos. What happened? The took it to you before you gave the money. The Kaimalon, Meshichas Akum, Kone, etc., etc. So Lohoya, Ois Akum, Beshusa, Beshas Priya Samos, etc. Now, the issue which is, remember, Lunavo Mesechta Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Noah Chanan says, that's the son of the Re, in Yeshvi Ad Yisrael Yai Nesech, Vorm Asurim, Umechoran Ove Gachovim, Bahakofa. Okay? He sold it to a guy on credit. Umechoran Ma'akim Lacher, Kodem Shiite in the Zeb, Hayisrael Hadamim, Shadamim Utarba Dievet, Afapi Shayisra Adain Yeshna Ba'olam. In other words, against what we saw until now. Until now we saw it's always considered to be the dumb of, unless it's no longer in the world. And now the Rabbeinu Elchanan and the Reeve and more are making on the Shaila. So how do we pass it? Like Rashi told us initially, or like the Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Rabbeinu Elchanan? That's the question. It says as follows. The Ramban rejects it. is on the Maram Karmis. The Ritva and the Rashba, they all reject it. The Ran, etc. Rashi is Machmir as well. In Yoredeya, Kufam Gimel, the Machmir, Kuflam and Beis is the Machloikis, Rabbeinu Agra, Docha Shidus HaMekilin, and you have to be Machmir. Yesh Etzwa, Psak Chazan Ish, Lahokil by Shvius, Mizmanazet, like Rabbi Yitzchak, Rov Yishonim al Machmir. Yeah, what's going on over here? Shulchan Aruch, the Gra, Aith Rabbonan, so what? So what? So therefore, Rabosai, he's not happy with this. He quotes the Sefer HaShemitah, that I just had in my hand before, gave it back. Quotes the Ritvaz, but Malcolm Hefzid, Yulon Rabbeinu Lachon and the Tarsus, Imakone Mochar Li Acher, Mutter, Davi Kinech Lu HaPeris, but Akofa Lachud, he's not Mekil. So it's a problem. It's a problem. Says the Shrav Sternberg, he pulls one out of his sleeve. He guys down the ropes, and he pulls magic to save the day. Listen to what he says. Svaras Ramban she'osu gam bezoka batashnu b'kechov, hayne b'pnei sheledato kiyum ha-mekach toli b'priyas ha-chov. Rabosai, if I sell you something, and you don't give me the money, well, you just imagine you would go to a store, you take a candy bar, what do I owe you? A dollar. Okay, bye. You walk out, I give him a dollar. You run after you. Wait, the chocolate bar belongs to me. No, belongs to me. I owe you a dollar. Where's the dollar? I'll give it to you. No deal. So that, since that's the case, no deal. So therefore, when you give the dollar, that's when you acquire the chocolate bar. So therefore, if you had a chocolate bar from Schwiz, the dollar is Schwiz. In a forish lehedja, shekiyum hamekach eino toli v'piron achov, b'zevade adamu lo nitpesu b'kedusha mutter. Meiridik. I do this once a year. Who can tell? When do I spell out once a year that the remainder is a debt, the non-payment of which in no way affects the validity of the sale? When do I say? One day a year. One day. Erev Pesach. A ganzer Erev Pesach. Oh, Shvius is one big Erev Pesach, says Rav Sternberg. Whenever you do this deal, say, listen, I owe you the money, but if I don't pay the money, I tell Mr. John Brown, listen, John, if you don't pay, I come after you in court. Win, lose, or draw, but the chomer is yours no matter what. In that kind of a case, if I'd go after him in court, or even without court, he gives me the money, that money is not, the chomer is his already. The money is separate money. So I sell shvius, the money is separate money. Meiridik. So Rav Sternberg at the end of the day comes through in the clutch. You have to just say a few extra words. Okay? When you say those few extra words, Rav Sternberg says it would be permissible in such a circumstance. That's a very, very important yisod. A very important yisod. Fine. There are those who are more mekel than him. Not going to go into Rav Chaim Chinevsky has, etc. Not going to go into it right now. Narabosai. Let's go into the Mishnah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, in Masechta Shviyos, which is quoted by the Ramban. What is it, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches? Ein lochin avodim v'karkos l'behem etmei midmei Shviyos. Okay. V'im lochach yochum kenegnas, a knas. The Ramban quotes that Mishnah. So now what happens, Rabosai, if I pay, listen very carefully, I owe somebody money. I owe money I borrowed money from him last week. Chaim, I owe you $100. Good, give me the cash. I'm out of cash, $100 worth of apples. So we saw, can't do that. You're being porei chov, bidmei, shvius. We discussed that already yesterday. Now I do that. Fine. So now, the question becomes like this. Every time I buy on credit, sell on credit, you know, the case may be, why doesn't the same issue exist? There's a kasha which Rav Sternbach asks as well. I'll read it to you his words. I have a ha'ara nifla, he says. Rav Sternbach, if I must say so myself. A ha'ara nifla. He doesn't understand. It should be awesome and adin to sell on credit for the same reason that the damim lo nitfasu b'kedusha. Why can't you have avodim, karkos, and begodim shiratzon atarhu sheyachlo peres shvius? So if I, the money is nitfasu b'kedusha, and I use it for achila, it's okay. But if I buy a shirt, it's not okay. It's like schora. That's why only money is okay. You can always buy food with it. Fine. So if you pay up a debt with shvius, not because you're mistaken with a pair of shvius, but why? Because the may shvius nishar and biyado and the fazlus of shvius, different yourselves, etc., etc. So the question becomes, it's an isa schora. So whenever I sell you, and you give me back. What do you give me back? A credit line. Here, apples. I owe you $100. All right? So you wait long enough till I eat the apples, till I put them away. I make the statement that the sale is valid anyway. Great. But poof! What happened to the Kedusha? Schora. That's his cash. So the answer is as follows. Listen carefully. At the end of the day, you're going to pay money. At the end of the day, you're not a ganef. That money, if you want, could be used to buy ice cream. Amazing. If I take the shvius money and I buy ice cream, it's okay. If I buy shirts, it's not okay. Right now, I'm selling you on credit. There is no money. You're going to give me back the money next week. What do I do with the money? I don't know yet. But since at the moment that I sold it to you, the potential money could have been used to buy ice cream, it's okay. I'm going to use it for anything I want. Doesn't matter. At the moment of the sale, there was no violation. Because at that moment in time, the money could have been used for ice cream. Even at the end of the day, I can use it to buy a chair. Doesn't matter. There's no one moment at which the violation takes place. That's of Shtermach here on page Tzadi Vav, the Sefer Shemitah, Kil Chasa. That's what he says. Fine. And according to the Ri that we just saw in Samach Beis and Beis in Masechta Avodah Zara, there's no need for the money to be, to use the right word, nitpas b'kedusha shvius. No, because a whole complicated story. He paid the money, it wasn't there at the time. It just went poof. It's okay. That's what it says. Fine. So now we go further than that. So what do you have to do, Rabbi Osai? It's very important. Rabbi Sternberg goes further. One final paragraph. So I have to sell this stuff, okay? And zokah for milva, like I sell my chametz. I sell the chametz. Now you, Mr. Brown, owe me X dollars. So then, the mechir itself was done by ofan amutter, and afterwards, it became a chov. But what will happen if I tell X here, I'm selling you apples, and you owe me chairs. Barter system, no good. But the chairs aren't here. There are no chairs. Doesn't matter. Can't eat chairs. Money you can use to buy food. Now, of course, you could barter back the chairs for food, but that we don't go that far. In fact, that's what Rav Sternberg seems to be saying over here. So, therefore, when you make a deal with the retailer. So you shouldn't say, this is what Rav Sternberg is writing, when you make a hesdim ha-yarkan, yarkan is the guy, the makolot, who sells vegetables. Lo lechtov kitnai, shemiyad im ha-mechira, nases milva. But rather, what should you do? An interesting nuance. Shem lo mishalim, then Imlo meshalem miyad nase milva. Ooh, this is tricky. He said again, I'm selling you the fruit. Here, take the fruits. Okay, now pay me. I'm bad of money in my pocket. All right, now you owe me the money. But not at the split second that you sold it, immediately it's for a loan. In other words, Mr. Brown, we have to do it that way because of other technical reasons about Pesach. But when it comes to Shvi'is, it shouldn't be put into a document that's a loan from the very beginning. That's what he suggests over here. It's a very interesting idea. And he quotes this from the Stipler in the Sefer Kilos, which we have over here. The Kilos Yaakov and Shvi'is, Simon Zion, says something similar. Fascinating. If you give me the Stipler, I think that's the very bottom one. I think so. Oh, Kilos Yaakov. I'll read you a little bit. Shvi'is Simon Zion. Quotes this whole Gemara. You can't pay a debt with Mei Shvi'is. Why? He starts off by saying, Kevin she'ein dover achen nichnas tachla v'kdush shvi'is. So have a schorah. Right? I owe you money. I give you my fruits of shvi'is. And tzlach levlo l'schorah. I basically gave you the apples as payment for my debt to you, and I never ate anything, nothing. Schora, mistaka pair shvius, piron chov. It's like liochla. I grew apples liochla, it's not liochla. I got rid of a debt. Okay. Now it says, Rabosai, where else do you find this? In Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey. We did Mishnah Ches. What's Ches Hey? That says Mishnah. You can't use your shvius to pay off your debt to a bathhouse attendant, to a barber. No, we have barbers here, everybody says we know. So you can't pay off your barber with shvius next year, Shana Bishalayim. The barber will give you a haircut before the Shavuot Sabbatah, which will be Yontif, hopefully. But whatever, he'll give you a haircut. So you'll say, I'll pay with my pair of shvius. No, you can't pay the barber. Says a stipler like this. Tamua, how can the aniyim over here? We saw in the Gemara Samach Beis. Lahalvos Rabbi Yanai pay with shvius, and you pay back in shminis when there will not be davening kedusha shvius because you already ate it or because you already put it aside, as the case may be. Hareza havi beget a schora. Kema shechalipin lo yikon to the kedusha shvius. Chaznish yes is kasha. What do you see? No, when you give back the money in shminis, it could possibly be used for achila. The Ramban says Piron Chov is called Schora. Ein Dova Nichnas Tachle Kedusha Shvius, as we saw yesterday, and we had the Ramban. So it's a problem. Look what he says. He quotes Tosis, we just saw the Tosis. The Bemoche Bakofo on credit. Eino Nitfas Al Hadam Kedusha Shvius, even though the Paris are still around. That's one day we saw. So in the Sam of Beis. The Ramban disagrees. No, all of them are eaten up. That's what Rashi Tosafot seemed to say at the beginning. Fine. Watch this now. Well, if the Ramban is right, the aniyim shenasnu perish shvius ba'kofa l'debei Rav Yanai lo avdu schor. They're not guilty of schor. Why not? The debei Rav Yanai yecholim lahachzik ha'tvua o ha'peros sheyiskayim ha'chas piron. Look at this, it's unbelievable. Chavivus and disciple. Quoted Ramban, and that's the way Rashi started. I have to have the only heter of Akafa is if I eat up the fruit before payment is made. But if I don't, if the fruits are extant at the time of payment made later on, then the money has Kedusha Shvius. Says the stipler. So quoted Ramban is a simple answer. I can, if I want, hold on to the fruits until the money is paid. It takes a week. The fruits are going to get spoiled. Pickle them, put them in vinegar. They would say put in the freezer. Okay. Watch. So there, Rabbi Osai, the mechira itself ain't zal manas lafkiyak the shvius midmeya. No, because it's possible that it's going to be payment when the fruits are still around. Says the stipler, kol ki agav neleka isa schora. That's in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, that's our Mishnah. What's the connection? Open up, Rabbi Osai. We'll go back. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, that's how we started the Shia today. What's the connection between these two? Watch what he says. The stipler is a stroke of genius. What do we say? Lo yalokeach yirok asod av yimokeh b'shuk. Ahu lo gudu mocha rayodo. What's the reason? Fisha locate chupala peiros eno socher behen. Ubeno she socher behen eno bala peiros. Nimsa de tavayu lo avdu yisur de schora. Zele fisha lo socher o mocha. Zele fisha lo herviach behen. Ah, meridik. Yisur schora is if one person goes to the Hunts Point Market, doubles the price and sells it in Riverdale. That's an Issa Schor. Follow me? If I take it and my son sells it, neither of us did the whole Aver. Do we do a half an Aver? Pashtas, no. We learned about Hakira and Hanocha, if I was learned this year. Whatever, not for now. Soter Avyanai. Ho'anim ha'malvim lo'asu Schorah. Why? Kevan sh'adava tolib yad alokeach. In the shail nefi lefnesha is aklu. What does that mean? I gave you the payers, right? What happened? The lokeach, it's up to him. Will he pay first or will he eat the fruit first? If he pays first, then what? Guess what? This money has kedusha shvius. So therefore, the first party did not do anything which automatically removes Kedusha Shvius. Because the money may have Kedusha Shvius if they pay before they eat them. And Rav Yana themselves, they ate them first. But they also not in violation. Why? Because they had no profit. Who profited? The Aniyim who sold it originally. So neither party is guilty. That's his Chiddush. Meridik. Says a stipler, this thing is great according to the Rabban. We have this precedent. But according to Tosfos that hold, the miyad shemocher b'hakofa kfor lo yela tashlum in Torah to make shvius no matter what, you know the fruits are still around. So therefore the mocher, the anim, is a big kash, it's schora. You must say like the chazanish, tashlumin could also be lachila because the money can be used to buy ice cream. Lo koshiv schora, even though at the end of the day, the Tashlumin do not come into Kedusha Shavis. It's only for Achila. It's only for Achila. Whereas the Rabban says, no, Rabban is a Shitosa. That's a Stipler's Chiddush in Simen Zion Os Aleph. You can look it up. It's on page Yud Ches in the Stipler that I have here on Seder Zohar. Very good. A whole Shtickle Torah. You look it up and you see it. Go through it a few times. You'll see that it makes perfect sense. Now, this is on page Yud Ches. On page Yud Ches, Oz Gimel quotes the Rabban. He doesn't understand why. Heichi nasu adamim achshav chalit b'shvius harei kfor knuyim ha-peres shvius lokeach v'adamim einim ala piron chov habo machmas peres shvius avalo demeyan. What's going on over here? And a very good question. An excellent question. An excellent question. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, he tells you, and he found it from the Rimi Gash. What does that mean? Referring to a case, I'm not going to the whole pilpul over here. I have a Nufik Azuzi, a case in which, Rabbi Osai, if you don't pay the money, the entire sale is invalid. That's exactly what Rav Sternberg said. If the sale would be invalid, then Zet HaKazen. If you spell out the other way around, not that way. Any Lubavitch Chassidim here? Oh. You know about the Alter Rebbe's Mechiras Chametz? The Alter Rebbe, when he sold Chametz in Erev Pesach, he had an Orif Kabbalah. What did he do that for? Because he said, I have enough of the Chametz will become Aser anyway. So there's many people who do it. Rabbi Drash, you do it Arav Kabbalah and Arav Pesach. Really? Because the old traditional rabbis did it. I guess he was a traditional. Rabbi David Lipschitz asked me if I should do it. I don't do it. There are many reasons not to be enough. I'm just reminding you, this is what he says over here. I have enough Gazuzi, because the guy is this Mocha, Machmas, Sada Machmas Ra'asa, and the Chomas is Ra'asa, because it's going to be Ra'asa in an hour. That's the whole Shtigal Torah. So you see? That's what he says over here. It's Mocha B'Maskinon, that if you won't pay the money, sale is invalid. It's a Mach Nefraim, he quotes him saying. That's the Chazanish. And that's why, even though you pay later on, according to the Ramban, as long as the fruits are around, it is a Zet Tachazet. And that's enter Rav Sternbuch, he say Beferish Fakert. That's what I do on Erev Pesach, to overcome the Alter Rebbe's objection. I spelled out to Mr. Brown, you pay me, you don't pay me, I don't care one bit, the sale is a sale anyway. Yes, Mr. Brown said, yes, absolutely. So that's how we overcome the Alter Rebbe's objection. But, okay, fine. Just want to bring it to your attention. Fine, Rebosa. Fine. What if you pay with a check or a credit card? Halacha l'maisa. Guys, you're going to have a straw next year. You're going to go into a vegetable store. You want to buy it? I'm telling you now in advance, get a credit card. Because if you pay with a credit card, that's considered the ultimate credit. It's in the word, credit. Even a check is called credit. Because the Chase Bank is going to pay up later on. That's it. Don't pay cash, Rebosa. Unless it's a special circumstance. Better off not paying cash, unless the guy's a Talmud Chach. Also, this will be made Shvir Samart. The guy walks with a long beard, payas, and then behind the counter if he's a proprietor of the vegetable store, they have no problem. But otherwise, take cash or take credit or check. If they don't take it from you, you have a problem.
Debit
card? Same thing. As long as it's not cash. That's okay. Okay, Rabosai. Now, let's go slow. We go back over here to this beautiful sefer called Peiros Shviyos. Yeah, that's an issue. I always tell the chassid to buy the ring with cash. But if he buys the ring with a credit card, even if he's not calling it, but most, he can be calling it other ways. He can be calling it Be'agbah, Be'chotzi, puts it in his house, puts it in his pocket. So that's why I say it's okay also. Usually we don't care who owns anything. The rabbi's right. The only time we have to really own it, Avi, you don't have to really own something. Can you buy it yet?
Yes.
With your own money?
Yes.
Cash?
Yes.
All right. Cash. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
The rabbi asked me under the chuppah.
Did you bought it in cash?
How I bought it, how I paid for it, and where it had been until now, and if I had a receipt.
What? The rabbi was my masala. He didn't ask me any of those three questions.
5 minutes the entire day. And I finally said, Rebbe, I'm telling you, this is my ring. That's what's going to happen. But he asked for a receipt. He had to have a receipt.
I want to see the video. Okay.
There are no videos in this.
Okay. We have an audio of my wedding, because my grandparents weren't there. And there's an audio of my wedding. You can hear the rabbi saying, Harei at. Hayat, Bukudeshusli. You have an audio too? No. But he said he prompted you the same way? Me, he prompted. It was a whole tumult after I wasn't there, I went to the yichud with my wife, but I heard it was a whole tumult. Rabbi Schachter, Zichron Leroch, was there, my father's good friend, Herschel Schachter. And I heard afterwards, they told me, Rebbe, he says, you tell me if they don't know, you don't trust them to know the nusach, to what to say under the chuppah. I Rishami and Bikurim. Meshach was puzzled. What's Bikurim? If he says they know in Bikurim, Arami Oved Avi, that they would say it for everybody, even to the Talmud Chacham, they shouldn't embarrass the Amaratz. That was the Rebbe, he's pronounced. But of course, it's a problem. Once we're talking about it on the, off the topic a little bit, my father told me when he was studying for Smicha in the Yeshiva, they told him you have to repeat everything. But then it's a problem, who's marrying the girl, the rabbi or the chassan? So they say, Hooray, hooray. At. Seili. So the joke always was, that the chassan says, Seili. I was at a wedding, Rabbi Rosenblatt was Mesagel Lushan. The guy was at Amoritz Doraisa. And it really happened. Hooray, hooray. At. Seili. Seili. I look at my wife. See, it really happened. He said, Seili. Right, we got off the top of it. Let's go back to Mesagel Shviz. Okay. So Rabbi Osai is a savior called the Chut Shani. Chut Shana is Rabbi Nissen Karelitz. Over here, it's quoted over here in page Kuf Samach Gimel. Talks about this this issue. Okay, what does it say over here? That there is a. Here we go. Chut Shani, Perek Vav Haloch Aleph. I don't have the Chut Shani, actually. I should have taken it from the library. He says, Kniya Bahavlo Bahakofa Muteres Kamamokom Shirigilin Lamokom Chum. So you can buy on credit in the regular vegetable store, a marketplace. What's called Machne Yuda. Go there, Shriyas too. Okay. You don't need a new place? Wait a second. Why not? Let's see Rishalmi. Perek Zayin Loch Aleph. What's the Hesber? Kevin Shumocha Bahavla. Listen to this. Yisel Bahavla. Afal Pisha Mocha Bechanus. Ein Zederech Schora. Shere Yisod Ahetem Avlahu. Shemefarish Umaster Behedra. Sheperish Vizhe Matana. Kamash Malan. The Mutter. Afal Pisha Nirek Harama. Umemela. Af Bechanus. Leka Yisrua. Kemish Mefarish He Matana. Vishori De Matana Bechanus. Kemish and Eschora Klal. This is ironclad logic. Tolvot of Avla, that it's not a sale at all. If it's not a sale at all, you go to a store for a non-sale. Psh. So normally you can't. But if it's Avla, you can. That's what he says. Not so poshut. Why is it not so poshut? We just learned the Rash. Rabbi Osa, go back to what did we just say over here? Rabbi Osa, come on. What did we just say? Rabbi Osa, our Mishnah. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. What did the Rash explain? Shalo v'shal chavero, right? Ka'avi ke'en avlo. That's what he says, based on the Rishalmi. Rishalmi, read the first line of Rishalmi. Lo yuchamisha malakdin yerek v'yachad mocher. Avo mocher hu shalo v'shal chavero. I'm selling for me, I'm selling for you. It's called Avlo. That's okay. Oh, not very Yerushalmi. What does it say? Uvavad shal yasa palter. What does it mean? Change the place, not in the shuk. So at first glance, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Very difficult. I think the answer is as follows. This Havla is a Shvera Havla. The Chazanish has the Kasha. This Havla is not really a Havla. Havla is, we saw, I give you enough money for the Lulav, you give me the Esrik for free. But here, Rabbi Osai, it's all Perishvius. It's mine and my friends. It's mine and my friends. That's why Rashi argues in the Rash, as we saw a few minutes ago. And that's why, even if you're going to be some kind of a heter of Havla, as per the Rash, this is all Perish Shvius. It's not the same kind of Havla as that which we find in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes. There the Havla is, the money's only for the Lulav, as it's for free. So you can do it even in the Chanus, as in this Kavala says. Over here, what's a funny kind of Havla, which we don't even understand at all, however it works, it may not be done in the Chanus. That's my answer to the Kasha, it seems to me. Fine. Good. Rabbi Osai, the pshat is within the Rash, because the Kasha is really very strong. It's all perishvius. So how can you sell yours and your friends together? He explains over here, the page Kuf Samach Dalet, explains Taka Pshat. Why is it permissible? Why? So he says over here, look, I'm selling mine, I'm selling my friends. Since my friends would be okay, so the whole thing is somehow viewed as okay. Says a Chut Shani, another amazing vart. List how powerful this vart is. We saw before in the Rush, if you picked it and I sold it, that's not lo merzik eschor. Good. So I picked some and you picked some. Half belongs to me, half belongs to you. I sell the whole kit and caboodle. Since half of it doesn't look like schara, The rest also doesn't look like schor. Okay, it's not as good as the havlah of the lulav and the answer, where the whole thing is for the lulav. That's why it's also bechanos. I answered the question before. Fine. What will happen in the following case? Listen to this. I'll sell you, Rabosai, two items. Just imagine the following. I'll sell you an ice cream sandwich. Ice cream is made from milk. Milk is not dusha shvius. The cracker, right, the wafer of the sandwich was made from shvius grain. Say the whole thing for a dollar. I thought havlo. Mamash havlo. Ice cream sandwich for a dollar. Rabbi Kavala says baloney. No heter at all. Why not? The whole thing is schara. I'm selling an ice cream sandwich for a dollar. What do you mean? But the ice cream itself is comes from milk. Who cares? The only time it's going to be mutter is that the other half doesn't look like schara at all because it's somebody else's. But I own the whole ice cream sandwich. Yeah, chumra? Wow. This is scary. Can only sell the havlah of the Rash means a case in which the other half doesn't look like schorah. Wow.
Should that apply to the Esrog as well?
Sure, but the Esrog case, your son Esrog is giving as a gift. Esrog is a gift.
So why is the Esrog not a gift?
When I go to the store, I go to DJ's. And they'll sell me a wafer with a, what do you call it? Ice cream in a cone. Right? A cone. And the cone comes from Shvius grain. I mean, not here. But the Luya Tsuyer. So they're selling me the whole thing, one big package. It's one big schora. I give them $2 and they give me a cone with ice cream in it. The whole thing is schora. Yes, the schora which is usher and schora which is mutter. But the schora which is mutter doesn't make the schora which is usher less schora. You need a second half of the activity, which is not called schora at all. That's a different svara, Rabosai. I mean, it sounds like it's an excellent svara.
Can you say with Rehush that you're taking the cracker just because you need to have it with the ice cream, so you're getting it as a gift?
I go to DJ and say, Mr. DJ, this Hawaii, you give me, I'm paying for the ice cream. The cone, I have to hold it with something. So take a cup. Give it terrence, you know. It's a hilchos brachas, the way it also affects it. If you say, oh, the cone is tuffle to the ice cream. What do you mean? Buy a cup. You really like the flavor. You have to make a bracha on it, maybe. That's why I stay away from these things. I don't know what the hilchos brachas problems. But here's a question of a shmita problem. Shmita, it's a serious shmita problem. Fascinating. This is something which is the Chut Shani talks about. It seems to me it makes sense that it may be a problem. Oh, who else says so? The Sfasemis. Any Gera Chassidim here? The Baba Shalom, the Gera. How are you talking? Okay. Lamed Tes Omer Aleph. We're both saying it's worth seeing as I put on the Makoros. You don't put Sfasemis on the Makoros. But it's worth seeing inside because it's beautiful in the sugya. What does it say in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah? It's Mavliyale de Meestrik Beluluf. Frek the Gemara. Veleis le Behedra. Yesh Adayik. Lomelo Hikshukem Yana la Mishnah. Vyesh Loma. Tahabe Matzah le Meimar. Tama de Masnisin. Bishum Tahabe Schora. It's all pilpul and toises. Why shouldn't it be Schora? So what did my answer? The Mari Beleki is a schara. Look at also Nakila. I picked it to eat it, and I'm allowed to sell it. Extra, I'm allowed to sell. Frank the Kapis Tavarim. How do you know that it's true? How do you tell us no, it's true? Venerally, the Hecha the Ika is a schara. Catch this now. I feel about Havla, sir. Havla wouldn't help. Why? The sof. No say domim bavur peros shvius. I ask Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Mavliya shalom b'shalacherim de mutter. No. Hainu de shalacherim eino b'chlal schora. Avol havliya b'schora hamuteres yesh loma de asur. And therefore, they only ask the kasha for leisivlei after they said b'avla shari. They came in the mutter b'avla. There's no issue of schora. And then they come to the May Pershvius. You have to look on the Gemara with this process. So one paragraph, 10 lines, worth looking inside. So he's saying the same word as of Nissim Karelis. Does anybody argue? Yes. The Marash Sulio. I couldn't find it for a long time, because it's not in my Rash Sulio, which I have in the art scroll. It's only in the Otzer. Even though the art scroll also has that Shlomos in the back. Can I borrow yours? It's only in the end. For some reason, there was a little bit misadvertising. Because in the art scroll that I have, in the Yerushalmi, it says they have Ashlamas to Rash Sulio in the back, which they do. But they don't have all of it. I don't understand why they took in, this they left out. You have to ask the printer of Oz Vahad, maybe you want your money back, because you left a little bit of the Rash Sulio out. Now, I'm going to find it. Where is it? I keep losing these things. Anyone help you find it? Then Bez, but with. I have Yerushalmi. I have the whole Yerushalmi in front of me. The Yerushalmi ends on page Pezayin at Beis. Then it has Yalkut Tosafos. Oh, Hashlamas Rash Sulio. Asher Shmat Mi'al Adaf. Very good. Page Mem Beis. For some crazy reason, in the art scroll version, they left out the second part of it on page Mem Beis. Nope. This is the 10th parak. Page Mem in this edition. Okay. It's Dibur Maskil Le'inyan. Dibur Maskil Le'inyan, towards the beginning. So here he says, the Halakha of Rash Sulio, what does he say as follows? Listen to what he says. He says, no. The right one? No, I'm in the wrong. Give me yours, please. I don't want to read from the wrong place. This page Mem Beis here is in the 10th. Maybe not. No, it's the 10th parak. Maybe. There is no Rash Sulio on page Mem Beis in this edition. So yeah, show me yours. You were right. It's just different editions, right? This is an earlier one, a later one. I don't know which is. This is Mem Beis, right? Right, page Mem Beis. The Inyan Kniyasan. Right, so where's the Inyan Kniyasan in this edition? Hold on. This is those who want to look it up later on. The Inyan, it's page Mem. It's page Mem in this edition, Mem Beis in this edition. It's on column 1 and page Mem, column 2 and page Mem Beis. That's why I got confused with the column it's on. Look what he says. He says like this. What do you do? Im yesh imo davar she'ein bo kedusha shvi'is, mavliya hadavar she'yesh bo kedusha imo. You want to buy chitim? You have chickens or eggs? So good. Now, the question is, what's the case? If the case is that all the money is for the chickens and the eggs and the wheat is for free, that should certainly work. Why shouldn't that work? Maybe it won't work anyway because it needs a schora, but why should it need a schora? It's not exactly clear to me what the Rash Sulio is arguing about. This all comes from the Sefer. I'm going to end with this. I'm out of time, almost. Give me a Mishnah Yosef. It's Mishnayos Chelek Gimel. This is Shut Chelek Gimel. Not Shut. It's Gimel. Gimel. Thank you. Perek Zion Mishnah Gimel. This is why I knew it. This way I gave you the place. Page Nun. Page Nun. Oh. He says as follows. Rash Silio, you want to buy for an Amoritz Yerek, so what do you do? What do you do? It says, Mavliya Adava Shesh Bukhush Shvias Imo, Im Yeshbo, Tarnagolim, or Beitzim, get the money off of the Tarnagolim. Fine. So therefore, this is a good trick to use. Rash Shulio. Is it Sas Emes arguing or is he not arguing? Maybe he's not. Let's read it again. Is there a machloekas between the Sas Emes and the Rash Shulio? What does he say over here? Hey Chadika Yisra Schora, Afilu Havla Osir, the Sof Sof No Saint Damim, Bavur Perishvius. Why? He's not giving it for Perishvius. So he must mean I don't know. He says the Yerushalmi that we just saw, that's Shalachem was not included in Yisra Schora. Ablavliya B'Schora Muteres would be Osir. The question then becomes, but if you're paying all the money for the chickens or the eggs or the milk, then what's the problem? There is nothing. So we have to look a little more carefully and see, it's a little bit of a tricky business, whether in fact there is a machlekas or no machlekas over here. So now we only have another 3 minutes, let me just end with the following discussion. This is very, very important. Very important. Now, again, there were those who maintained that there is the Iser of, that the Heter of Havla only works for Tumei Shvius, but not for an Iser of Schora. I just want to again show it to you briefly if you want to look it up later on. It's in the Sefer Peirush Shvius, page Kuf Samach Dalet. Yesh Cholkin. Ein Heter of Havla Elavlinin, Ein Mosin Tumei Shvius Amoritz. Not for Schora. Sfas Emes. Havla itself is schora. Kos derech emuna, perikhes os peches chazanish. He brings riots that there are people who are cholik. Is there really a machlokas over here? I looked a whole bunch of riots. All the riots are a schora which is a real schora with no iser. But they may agree. In the case of the Rash, where there is Schor, which is not really us. So you have to look very carefully in all these sources. In any event, Rabosai, you have the following Shaila. How do you go about legitimately buying vegetables on Shemitah? Legitimately, 100%. You want to arrange that there's a whole system of commerce. There's a farmer, and then there is a wholesaler, and then there's a retailer, and then there's you. How do you arrange this? How do you arrange it? So, the only way to arrange it is that the storekeeper never owns all the fruits himself. Normally, if a guy goes, I know in Riverdale, there's most of the Oriental ownership usually. They go to Hunts Point, they buy it for cheap, and they sell it to me for twice the price in Riverdale. Who owns it in the interim? The shopkeeper owns it, of course. The vegetable store owns it. That's no good, because it's Issa Schora. So you have to arrange that somehow or other, and we'll see the details, the devil's in the details, that the storekeeper is buying it for you. So the moment the storekeeper takes it from the farmer or from the wholesaler, depends how it belongs to the immediately for the ultimate recipient who's going to eat it. That's the only way to get out of the Yisrael Schor. But how do you do that in real life? So fortunately, there are remnants of the document that the Chazon Ish started to actually write in his own hand, literally have his handwriting on it, and someone else gets to go over the pen. The Chazon Ish must have been an older man at the time, was right, I think, a year before he passed away. And they wrote up the whole document, which we have. So that's to be very relevant. And although you are not going to be storekeepers or wholesalers, but when you buy in a store next year in Eretz Yisrael, you may want to know, show me the paper. Like normally, yes, for Ashkocha, show me the Ashkocha. Right? You go to a bank and you lend money, show me the Heteriska. Show me the document that the deal that was made between all the various layers in the long Shaninach Shanish Skor. So we then tomorrow, we'll just go review again this last piece about the Havlah, and we'll try to show you the document that was signed by the Chazanish's presence about the properly arranging sales without any Yisrael.